This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Question is, who is better at their job, Zach Wheeler or A.J. Brown? A Ooh. New one. What do you think the response is on that?
Well, it's probably closer than the other one, I would imagine. A little closer to 50-50. Let's go 58, Zach. Still in favor of Zach slightly.
How about 80.6?
Damn, higher.
Zach Wheeler.
Well, now we're living in the moment a little bit.
Everybody's zacked up a little bit today.
That's how it always works. It's like right in the immediate moment. Yep. He's definitely bad. But
he's earned it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's been awesome for a month and a half now.
He's earned it. I don't care how many five-inning outings Skeens has.
Dude, I would love for him to beat Skeens for yes. Cy Young. Yeah. Like a full Skeens season. Mm-hmm. He just beats him. Yeah. You know, without Skeens missing a month or like if he just beats him, just dominates his way to a Cy Young.
Yeah.
Would be awesome. One last thing on pitching. Again, Fritz versus DeCamera 2 is Wednesday at noon at the Plymouth White Marsh High School. You can come watch it. Then right afterwards, we're going to be at McGurk's Fort Washington. Yes, that's the correct mm-hmm. McGurk's I'm talking about, right? So we'll be able to, we'll either be celebrating or teaching Jack tennis in the parking lot.
Get ready to learn tennis, pal.
Yeah, get ready to learn tennis. Here is a concern I brought up to you earlier, but just want to kind of readdress on the air.
Super.
As some people have brought up online as well. The idea of Joe bunting for a hit.
Right.
Now, do you have a concern there that Joe might try to bunt his way on?
So I think you could definitely employ that strategy. My official position is like, all right, that's an easy out. I mean, he's not going to sprint down a first base like he's a speedster.
Right.
Like, he'll get the bunt down. He'll barely move out of the box. And then I'll throw it over to first base. Now, yeah, if it gets it past me, I guess it could be a tough play. But at the same time, he doesn't move quickly.
How are you as a fielder, as a pitcher?
Well, I mean, fine. I'm like a cat up there.
I need you to not throw the ball away on a bunt.
That would be a big one. That'd be a big one. Because that would also be an E1.
Yeah, but
would that count as him getting on base?
Yes.
No.
If the pitcher makes the error, yes.
But
it doesn't.
I don't think that should count.
Doesn't count. It's still
well, it would
an unearned
be my
run.
User error, but it was. Yeah. But it wasn't like a made a pitch. He got a hit
in regular baseball scoring. That base runner at first would still be unearned. Correct. That's the way I believe that would still be unearned.
I'm on your side. Well, they may argue against this.
Well, it would hurt Jack more than anything because that should be an out. If Joe is bunting and Jack is just throwing to first and sails it,
sure.
It actually benefits Joe more than Jack at
right.
that point.
Yeah.
So just even, because Joe will get another at bat. Like,
okay, I see what you're saying.
You know, an error is
but
just
you're saying
a
it
push.
Does, it doesn't, you're saying
it doesn't
any,
count as on
error.
Base. Doesn't count as on base.
You got a good lawyer here.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. I mean, if we're talking about actual baseball scoring, mm-hmm. you just can't rush it.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time.
But I lob it. I'm not underhanded.
Now, if he lays down a perfect bunt, he could get, you know, like, what is the instruction for the third baseman? You got to talk to the third baseman. You got to say, hey, don't let that try to go foul. He's slow. Go get the ball and throw him out, you know?
So that's a good thing to bring up to all of our fielders. He's really slow.
Yep.
And the other thing is, like, how you're taught when a guy is bunting is throw up and in. So if he's willing to bunt, he's got to stand in there and face it too. Because you go up and in because you get scared and they pop it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to bunt.
I don't think he's going to bunt either.
Not at least in the start.
Yeah.
In the start, his plan is going to be.
Oh, you mean if he needs a hit?
Yeah.
He like, might.
In the beginning.
Like Ben Davis did. That was just a joke. We can't laugh about the Curt Schilling thing 25
sure,
years
sure,
later.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Only if Ben is laughing.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, we're all laughing.
Okay.
Maybe he's not laughing. Ben, I'm sorry. It was just a joke.
Joe's bat is not leaving his shoulder until you can prove you throw strikes.
I agree.
As soon as you can prove you throw strikes, that changes everything for DeCamera and puts the ball in your court. Then you are in control of the challenge as soon as you start off throwing strikes. 215-592-9494.
Real quick, hold on, by the way.
Okay.
All Paul right. Skeens. Last yeah. couple outings. Five innings, four innings, six innings, five innings. Come on.
I told you.
That's what Ike's been saying.
Last five start. Let's grow up a little bit.
I agree with you.
I didn't even bet on Zach Wheeler this year to win Cy Young, and I'm sick about it.
Oh, you didn't?
I did.
Is he favored or Skeens still favored?
Skeens still favored.
Slightly, but it's closer than it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Way closer.
Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, feller?
Justin?
Boys, I'm telling you what. It's the dadgum hot down here. It's running, plumb down my back, down my legs. It's miserable. It's like 97 degrees with 100% humidity today.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say it slow for you. Because last time when I said it, you didn't understand what I said, and I threw out the call still trying to figure out. It is hotter than a three-peckered billy goat in a field full of nannies. So a nanny is a female goat.
Oh.
So that's what a nanny goat is. It's a female goat. So that's how hot it is.
It's harder than a three-peckered.
Hot, not harder.
Okay.
Hotter. It ain't blue chew. All right?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
That daggone thing is sweatier than a nippled boy at a three-house chicken farm.
You're getting plumb off my rails now. I was just trying to break it down so I could understand, because last time he was like, what the hell did he just say?
Oh, man. Well, I just love the fact that we couldn't understand hotter and harder.
Yep.
Yet.
Yeah, we couldn't understand the difference.
That's my country twang kicking in, I guess. Sorry about this, y'all. That's East Tennessee just rolling out the tongue. But anyway, Spike, buddy, I love you to death, but I got to come at you a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not about – I had Wheeler ranked number two in my list.
Okay.
I did. I had Saquon. Well,
hold on, who was number one?
Saquon won.
Okay.
Was three,
good.
Wheeler was two.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, but best I can remember, everything I've ever heard since I've been listening, like when you were the brand manager and hiring all these people, all I ever heard was like Spike said, have a take. Everybody's got takes and you're ripping them now.
Well, but that's the point.
But they're wrong.
Yeah. If everyone has a take, then we can all fight about it. If nobody has a take, then we're done at 2:08.
And see, that's the thing with Elliot. Like, you ingrained it into Elliot so hard, have a take. Elliot is a takesman of all takes.
Oh,
I remember
no.
one time when I first started calling in, I forgot what it was about, and Jack's like, have a take. Come on, have a take. I'm not a takesman. I'm a sportsman. You know, it's like Hunter. Hunter did an awesome job this morning on the morning show. Hunter's just trying to be a sportsman. Everybody knows.
Who the hell is Hunter?
It's Broads, yeah.
Broads, yeah. We call Hunter. Him Broads here.
His name is Broads.
Yeah,
Broads.
Man okay, up, Justin.
Broads. Yeah. I don't know him well enough to call him Broads, so we'll, okay, Broads.
Yeah.
But, you know, he done a hell of a job this morning filling in for the vacation crew, and, you know, him and James kept it down, but, you know, everybody's having a take, but now you're ripping them from butthole to elbow for it.
Well, but that's, first of all, Elliot may have taken this all too far. You know, the whole take thing. Elliot went too far.
He definitely leaned into it.
Well, yeah. But now that you work with him, you find it annoying. Interesting. Yeah. Now you want to talk to him. It's a little annoying to deal
yeah,
with.
My perspective on a lot of things has changed. Yeah.
I mean, Spike used to be like, yeah, have a take. Now he's like, Jesus, lay off the take.
Yeah, yeah.
Be honest here. But anyway, that's my thing. Like, I've always heard Spike's been like, have a take. Now everybody's got takes, and you're just killing them for it. And James did backtrack on his. I will say that. I remember when James, when it came out, he's like, yeah, I screwed up on that. I would flip him and Harper. So, I mean, but all in all, great show today. I've been highly entertained. And, hey, ringthebellbook.com. Mine's coming tomorrow, y'all. Can't wait.
Oh, there you go.
All right, still
I'll get out of here. Love you, boys. Mean it.
First round of pre-orders sent out last week, and a lot of people are getting theirs today. Yes.
Ah, there.
Took a little while to get to Tennessee.
You're sending it the cheapest way you can send it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Well,
5-day mail?
Yeah.
Definitely as slow as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Pack them on the back of a mule.
Pretty much.
A big box on the back of a mule.
Yep. Yep.
That critter is happier than a...
3-pecker goat.
He's always got something.
In the field of nannies.
Yeah.
Nannies.
Nanny goats.
All right.
He's always got something.
If you say so. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
It's called summer, Justine from Tennessee. That's what it's called. That's why it's hot, you dummy. Hey, listen.
Whoa.
When you're dealing with a Cowboy fan who'll be related to you sooner enough, listen, just think of me. Okay. Hopefully he listens to the show. He'll know what you like to drink, and you can be bought off. So hopefully he listens again.
He can be bought.
I can be bought, that's for sure.
I love the new Blue Chew ad there, Spike. We'll get through this in a second. That was a good one. I like that.
We'll get through this in a second twice.
Could you give me the actual dates as to when your dad drove contraband to Philadelphia? I'd like to get those dates down. How old were you back then?
You're going to get him arrested for driving fireworks across the border 40 years ago?
It was pretty bad back then. Listen, and when it comes to the Eagle Charter, there's Cowboy Jim, and apparently there'll be Cowboy Caney. So I'll have someone to talk to.
Cowboy Caney.
Yeah, so there'll be two Cowboy fans on there. And how about this Cowboy Carter now? So why does everything have to start with a cowboy? What does that mean?
Well, you started a trend.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that. It makes your team relevant.
Did you hear about Beyonce's new album, Stewardess Beyonce?
Stewardess Beyonce. Yeah, whatever. Hey, listen, I need Big Dom to go work for the Cowboys. Another Cowboy's been arrested. Life sucks. Goodbye.
Oh, another Cowboy was arrested?
Oh, yeah. Cavante.
And what did he do?
Turner.
Oh, really?
You do something?
Did he get pulled over and he had a gun? Maybe? I think he had a gun and some wacky tobacco.
Yeah, at the Josh Huff.
Yeah?
No, he got pulled over with an arsenal.
Oh, did he have a bunch of guns?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Like he was a damn arms dealer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And
the drugs.
The weight. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't talking about no bag.
That's what Howard's coming back from Florida with.
He was not bringing back guns and drugs.
He might as well have been.
Fireworks. Jerry the truck horn guy.
That whole Josh Huff thing. Let me leave it alone.
Yeah. Jerry, been a while. Oh, there it is.
Ooh, boy.
There it is.
What's up, fellas?
You know, you're a lesson for Aaron in San Diego that you can a caller can start on one side and can elevate himself to really top level where you are now, Jerry.
Well, you know, I try to do my best. I love calling you guys a show. Not that I was hoping to hear her, but maybe he'll call back tomorrow. And Justin, Justin, if you're listening, I'm in Palm Beach, and it's hot, but it ain't sticky hot like you're talking about. So,
all right,
I'm working on my tan down here. I'm done for tonight. getting ready to park until tomorrow afternoon, and I'm heading home. You guys at Chickies on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, well, I'm going to try to make my way up there Friday.
Oh, there you go.
Got a little bit delayed here getting back. I didn't know I was coming to Florida
until
a couple of days ago because I was supposed to be home Wednesday, but I'll be home Thursday.
So you're done. Are you going to do you sleep in the truck?
Oh, yeah, dude. I got a nice little house here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
No,
I was whacking that thing.
I park my truck near my house. It's only like 7 miles away, and then I just drive home.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, I got a place I keep my truck that I pay monthly fee for it. So.
In Palm Beach?
No, in Delaware.
Yeah, we're talking about, you said you're parked.
No, I'm in Palm Beach right now.
I know.
I'm delivering a load today. Yeah, yeah.
I know, and you're staying overnight, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing tonight? I was whacking that thing.
Thanks.
Huh?
Whacking that thing.
Oh, okay. Wow. Do we have any update on the squirrel? And the nest situation?
Yeah,
what?
The squirrel is still at the bottom of the pole, and he hasn't gotten any farther.
Oh. Yeah, that's disappointing.
The pole it's still greased up pretty good. And
I'm sure it is.
What the hell are we talking about right now?
Let's.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So my thing that you that what'd you say, easier to get now than it was before?
Yeah, what's easier now than it used to be?
Especially for you.
Yeah.
Cannabis, you can get it anywhere.
It's
a big answer.
It's legalized in pretty much 3/4 of the states.
Yeah.
You get, as long as you don't get pulled over with it. Actually, a lot of states you can't transport it.
Yep.
But you can have it. You can get it anywhere. People got medical cards now, and if you don't, you have to be 21. You can just walk in and. They're all over the Midwest. I can go anywhere. I see them all over the place.
Well, they're all over up here. PA is still.
Yeah, I was going to say it's all over the East Coast, too.
PA, you still need the card. Jersey, you do not.
Yeah, Delaware, you don't either. So, but that was my.
Don't worry, PA's coming.
Back in the day, it was kind of hard to. You had to
hard to find
to
for
know
you.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you had to know somebody to know somebody.
All right.
And on the Jalen.
Oh, boy.
On a Jalen thing, you're not comparing apples to apples.
Oh.
Because they're two totally different sports.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Are you on the railroad tracks?
No, that's my flashes.
Hey, Jerry, let me ask you something, buddy. What do you like better, apple or strawberry?
Strawberry.
Okay, and they're very different, right?
Totally.
You still can tell me which one tastes better, right?
Yeah, strawberry.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Better than apple.
All right. Problem solved. You can compare apples and oranges. People say that all the time. Apples and oranges are both round fruit. They both fit in your hand. It's not that hard to compare. It's like they're the same. You know? It's like, there's. Thank you for the call, Jerry. People always say that. Oh, it's like apples and oranges. Really? Two sweet fruits that are both round? Same size? Those are comparable.
Why can't you compare those?
Yeah, they seem like the easiest thing to compare in the world. If you had said, yeah, that's like apples and steaks. Okay. Completely understood. Those are really different, you know. Apples and oranges. Seems like an easy comparison. Am I crazy here?
No.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like you took offense to it. That's.
Yeah, well, it's just like. If anybody's going to win that argument with me, Jerry's not going to be the one.
Nah, yeah. There's no way that's happening.
Juice in South Philly. Juice, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Spike? Hi, Jack.
What's up, Juice?
Juice.
I got to tell you, I spent a lot of my afternoon screaming in my windshield, Spike.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, brother.
Most of the time, it's because of you.
Oh, no.
By the way, my daughter's birthday is tomorrow, too, so happy birthday to your son.
Oh, happy birthday to your daughter, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, so check this out, Spike.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the disrespect that hurts kids, man. I got to be honest with you.
I'm not disrespecting him, though.
I hear where you come from. Where you're coming from. So to you, you feel like it's not disrespectful. But I feel like I listen to you all the time. I heard a guy question one time say that you had your position for nepotism.
Yes.
Right? And it's not. You worked hard for that position.
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
Okay. So if you worked hard, so does Jalen.
He did.
He's a Super Bowl winning MVP.
He did. And that is an amazing feat. And he did a great thing. And he worked very hard. And he's still not as good as Zach Wheeler is.
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
You played football your entire life, right, Ike?
Yep.
Okay. What team have you ever played on that the quarterback wasn't the leader?
That the quarterback wasn't the leader?
Wasn't the leader of the team.
Well, that hasn't happened on any team I played on, but every quarterback isn't necessarily the quote-unquote leader of the team.
Yeah, I don't think Russell Wilson was the leader of the Seahawks.
Right.
You know?
Sure he was. So let me ask you this question.
Not when the Legion of Boom was there.
No, we're not saying who's the better player, but any team, so...
No, he wasn't, though. Like, he wasn't the leader of that team. He was a great player, he wasn't the leader.
All right, whatever. So, I was just touching on that because we saw another caller brought up earlier about, or I believe you did, about, when they had to go to his house to tell him to be a better leader.
And spend a whole offseason trying to convince him. Yeah. I only bring it up when people tell me what a great leader he is. And he may be evolving into one, but I certainly wouldn't describe his tenure here at the Eagles like as one of the things as has been like the leader. That isn't how I would describe him. And it actually, I don't know for sure because I'm not in the locker room, but it doesn't seem like that is has been his role in the locker room.
So I look at Zach Wheeler, and I heard you the other day compare him to Halladay, right? And you think that he's had a better career here in Philly than Halladay.
Yeah, Halladay had a better peak, but I think Zach Wheeler has had a better run.
So here's what I'm saying to you. We watched him pitch great yesterday. The perfect game he threw. Oh, wait, it wasn't a perfect game. So close doesn't really matter, right? Because you like to look at, well, this is how it is.
This is like arm wrestling 4-year-olds.
So no, listen.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
What accolade? Just give me one that Zach Wheeler has won, as an individual award. And I don't want to hear about the team
when you describe Jalen, all I hear about is team wins.
And that's what he does. He wins.
Well, no, he doesn't. You see the problem there, Juice? You want me to tell you about individual accolades for Zach Wheeler, but you want to say that the wins are what count for Jalen.
No. Yeah, listen, Zach just wins too. When he goes to the Hall of Fame, hopefully he's gonna have 300 wins, like Kershaw did.
Well,
so wins matter, right? Okay, so here's what I'm saying to you, right? Jalen Hurts, because he's on a good team, he's penalized for it. But then when we talk about Wheeler, it's like, oh, well.
He's a good quarterback. I just don't think he's as good as Zach Wheeler.
But what I'm saying,
why
is
that such slander?
Wheeler has nothing individually to say that he's a good pitcher besides us just watching him saying, yeah, he's a great pitcher.
He has nothing. Okay, choose. I love, God bless you. We have nothing to say he's a good pitcher is maybe in the 3 hours and 50 minutes the most psychotic thing anybody has said on the show. Of course, we have plenty of evidence he's a good pitcher. But you don't even need to watch. You just wake up and look at the box score. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Eureka! Spike when he found another way to rip Jalen.
Wasn't my idea today. Wasn't even my idea. What's next?
We are condescending. Chris in Middletown.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He was heavy with it today.
Yeah. You crushed him, though.
Not as condescending as Ken and Cinnamonson, but
no.
Slowly climbing the ranks.
Yeah. Ken is the condescending goat of all callers. What's next?
Spike when a guy scores 27 points in a summer league game.
Okay.
See, that's impressive. Spike when the quarterback wins Super Bowl MVP. No, I need to see a little bit more. Mark in Modco.
He scored 28 points in the summer league game. Get it right.
Oops.
Yeah, 27 shots, 28 points. What's next?
What is this guy's deal? Seltzer waking up at 4 a.m. to 100 texts from Spike about what he said on the Go Birds postgame show.
Yep. I got my night.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So you can watch summer league and then you'll be locked in on that.
Yep.
And then from 9:45 to probably about midnight, yep, while the Phillies game is on,
I'll be going through a podcast.
Yeah,
I'll be going through a Go Birds podcast.
Can AI do that? Can you upload them all to AI?
No, it's hard because it's difficult with the transcripts.
All right. Yeah. I wanted to make your life easier, but it sounds like you're going to do this the old-fashioned way.
Yep. I'm going to put in the work. Sweat equity. What's next?
The Mets, now that Spike is onto them.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're cheating.
Yes, we do not claim that.
Yeah.
Something's fishy.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That clip has to make the rounds, though.
Yeah, come on. My friends in New York, I'm sure we'll find it. What's next?
You better pick up. James Seltzer calling Spike in the middle of the night to make him defend having a guy in his top 11 who doesn't play anymore.
Was that an Embiid shot?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is what it is. I go on their show all the time early in the morning.
You do.
You know?
You do.
I was napping. What do you mean? Is there Fritz at 6 tonight or no?
No.
Okay. Are you doing post game for Phil's?
No.
Oh, he just decided not to work at all.
It starts at 9:45.
Well, I just figured to do one of the two.
Yeah, well.
You'll be up. Don't act like you won't be up watching the game.
No, I'll be up. Well, I've stayed up I can only make it through one of the A's games.
Oh, really? Fell asleep?
Well, I fell asleep and then woke up to the post game show.
I always want to watch it, and it's like right like an hour into it, I end up fading off.
I got three good innings in me.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'll fall asleep.
No, I'm going to do my best. I'm usually pretty good at staying up. But
yeah.
Got three good innings in me.
Robbie E's on.
Yeah.
Rob Ellis. Well, you can continue this conversation with Rob, who also thinks that Jalen's better than Zach Wheeler. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to our show today. We love it. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.